This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Amy Mahoney.
Hello.
We're talking about the Laura Foundation for Autism and Epilepsy and their Youth Pond Hockey Festival. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, January 25th and 26th. They have over 70 teams signed up so far, and they are looking for ice monitors to help out, as well as additional sponsors. You can find more information anytime by going to thelaurafoundation.org. That's thelaurafoundation.org. Amy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. So the Laura Foundation for Autism and Epilepsy, we built an adaptive sports and recreation center in Madison, and it is that all of our programs are free for participants. And we do things like social skills group, life skills groups. We teach adaptive horseback riding, rock climbing, things like that, bike riding. So those programs are free, but we have to raise money for that. So we write grants, and we also have a couple of really big events. And one of them is Halloween Town, which takes place every October. But this is our biggest event. And teams come from all over New England. And we have a team from Georgia this year, a team from New York. It's the biggest youth pond hockey festival around. It's one of the only ones around, actually. But and they pay to be in that. That's how we make our money. And this year we have 14 rinks. It's on the 25th and 26th of January on Purity Lake, which is right across the street from King Pine. And it brings thousands and thousands of people to the Valley. Like they were telling me at Flatbread, they're already like sold out for the Saturday night, like they for reservations. But so it brings a ton into the Mount Washington Valley, and it raises money for us. But one of the things that we need, this is a volunteer run event. Are ice monitors, and you don't have to know anything about hockey reffing or anything like that. These are kids playing hockey, and we put monitors at each rink when there's a game, and you just basically write down if there's a score, and if the puck goes out, you give them a new puck. It's pretty easy. The only thing you have to do is dress warmly, as if you're going skiing, because it can get cold on the lake, and that's what the monitors do. And on Sunday, we're definitely in need of some more monitors, because at any given time, there could be 10 games. So, you know, you do the math. If there's like 70 or 80 teams, they each get four games through the weekend. So we're talking hundreds and hundreds of hockey games.
Yeah. And this is all going on, again, at the same time for the Laura Foundation of Autism, or for Autism and Epilepsy. It's the Youth Pond Hockey Festival, January 25th and 26th.
Right.
Over 70 teams participating. As mentioned, we need ice monitors, especially on Sunday. Also needed sponsors for the rinks.
So we have more rinks this year, and we have each rink sponsored. And so we would love any local business, if they're interested, to just shoot me an email. It's laurafoundation@gmail.com. Or you can go onto our website and shoot me an email. We are looking for a couple more sponsors. And, you know, we've had great sponsors over the years. Like, we need lights for this event and generators. So Coleman's has always been great and donated the lights. Some of the other people like... who give us money for this are Settlers Green or in 603 Property Group and ARC Hockey Sticks. And then places like Cafe Noche, they donate chili that we sell there. We have food. Oh, yeah, we have tons of food. People make soups. People donate chili. Dave's Bagels always gives us bagels, and we sell the bagels on the ice. So it's a big fundraiser for us. But it's really fun. It's amazing. It really is.
And I imagine hot foods like chili would be very welcome on that day out on the ice.
Yes. And we have a beer tent. I mean, it is quite the event. It's truly like when the kids age out, a lot of the teams that come, the parents are like, oh, it's our last year. We're so sad. This is our fifth year. And it's a lot of work, but it's a great, great event. And we have local teams. I think there are four or five Mount Washington Valley hockey teams coming. There are some New Hampshire teams from the Seacoast. So, yeah, but they do come from all over the place. And so, again, we do need some volunteers. Mostly on the 26th, we need more ice monitors. And we are always looking for sponsors, because the Laura Foundation really survives on sponsorships and donations. And we give all free programming to individuals with disabilities, with mainly autism, but autism, epilepsy, and other cognitive and physical disabilities. They participate in our activities as well.
and 4 ice monitors. Again, this is not like a high tech or high regulation hockey game that you have to really know your stuff for. It's keeping score.
It is. And, you know, there are some of the older kids, the parents actually get a little heated sometimes. So what we do is we put like the school teachers at those ranks or people who really do play hockey and know it. And we do have some refs who volunteer, local refs come and help us. And like if we know like it's going to be more competitive, we put them in that rink. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no winner or loser. This is a festival. But it is, you know, like they say the soccer moms or the hockey moms were like, wow. It's totally fascinating. Like the whole thing. It's fun. It's really fun. Yeah.
It's the Lohr Foundation for Autism and Epilepsy Youth Pond Hockey Festival, Saturday and Sunday, January 25th and 26th. They are looking for ice monitors, especially on the Sunday, the 26th games.
In the morning. We need more. The Key Club's awesome. They're sending us like all these kids for the afternoon, but none of them want to come in the morning because, you know, they're high school kids, right?
And you can find more information at thelohrfoundation.org. That's thelohrfoundation.org. This, of course, is a benefit for the Lohr Foundation, which you mentioned or alluded to a little bit. You want to elaborate on that?
On the Lohr Foundation?
Yeah, the Lohr Foundation.
So it's named after my mother-in-law. She died in 2008, and we decided to start a nonprofit. And since that time, we've built this multi-purpose recreation center. We have a riding ring. We have a 1,000 linear foot bike path. We have bikes. We actually have a horse. It doesn't live there all the time, but we bought a horse. And we do, like in the warm winter months, therapeutic horseback riding. And this summer, we're really going to increase our adaptive bike riding since we have our bike path completed and we have our bikes. We have an indoor climbing wall. And every program that we have, for the most part, includes adaptive phys ed and a social skills component. But our really big push has been life skills, teaching individuals with disabilities how to cook and things like that. And we've really gotten into some transitional employment things as of late. We work with the Department of Education and Kennett High School to get individuals mainly with autism into the workplace and giving them job skills. And these services are all free of cost to all participants. And we try to get them transportation as well. And we do that through these events. This pays for a ton of programming.
So you can help out by volunteering to be an ice monitor or a sponsor for the Lohr Foundation for Autism and Epilepsy's Youth Pond Hockey Festival, again, Saturday and Sunday, January 25th and 26th. Find more information at thelohrfoundation.org. Amy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.